all my fault all the time. And he pointed out what was and what wasn't. And I didn't know that. And then at the end of step five, and this came out of the pandemic, it says, to sum up about sex, we earnestly pray. Okay, so I got 30-some-odd years of sobriety, the pandemic hits, and I swear to God, I never saw the word earnestly until the pandemic. I'm going to define earnestly for you. With sincere and intense conviction, seriously, not lightly, casually, or flippantly. I can be a very casual prayer. I can be a very flippant prayer. But I needed to pray earnestly for the right ideal. And I did, like so many of you have heard, I wrote this list of things, and like love and respect and honesty and humor. I was the most humorless person ever. And he said, now those are things that you need to bring to a relationship. And I thought, well, that's stupid. That's stupid. And it took me 4 marriages to realize he was right. So, anyways, fifth step. I got a few more minutes here, right? So a solitary self-appraisal is insufficient. So I do this fifth step with him. I share my fears. I share my sex inventory with him. And I have to do this fifth step because I am an actor. And I want you to see a certain vision of Shannon, knowing in my heart that I don't deserve it. And what happens when I am in that actor phase, and I use the words in the book, it leads to constant fear and tension, stone cold sober. And if I'm living in constant fear and tension, stone cold sober, I'm gonna eventually have to pick up a drink. And so the solution to that is here in these action steps, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And so I pocketed my pride and I illuminated every twist and cranny. And at the end of step 5, it says, you know, take an hour and pray and meditate and see if you left anything out. And we didn't have that much time. I had to catch my train back up the hill. Ray said, I'm going to go walk for 30 minutes. You're going to reflect on this and I'll come back. 30 minutes later, he came back. He asked me if I had left anything out. And I said, no, I think I'm pretty good. And I'm not going to touch on 6 and 7, but I'll tell you, Ray and I got on our knees right there in that cafe, in that train station. And we did the 6 and 7 step prayer. And there was some stuff in my fourth column I wasn't ready to let go of. I was not ready to let go of my hatred at my dad. And he said, would you be willing to pray for the willingness? And I was like, no. No, I know how this works. I know how this deal goes. No, I know what you're trying to get at. Well, would you be willing to pray for the willingness to maybe one day be willing? No. No. I don't know how many willingnesses back we had to go. But I'm here to bear witness that that was just enough. Right? However many willingnesses back you gotta go, go. Because it's just enough willingness to just crack the door open to let this magic, this freedom that comes from this work happen. And so he put me back on the train, and I headed back up the hill, and I was like, meh. I went, meh. I'm not walking hand in hand with the spirit of the universe. I mean, just. But it had started. It had started. Who was it? Mildred, you said, the voice of God is quiet. It had started. This bless them, change me had started. And so, like it says in our third step prayer, right, God, please take away my difficulties. And if you take away my difficulties, I promise, this is Shannon's version, by the way. If you take away my difficulties, I promise I will bear witness to another that it was all your love, your power, and your way of life, okay? And I'm here to bear witness that as a result of doing this over and over and over and over, this lifetime practice that it tells us in our literature, I pocketed my pride and I got to it. I illuminated every twist of character, every dark cranny of the past. I have taken this step withholding nothing. There are no secrets in me today, none, No secret.